Hi, I'm a demon.
And I'm a demon too.
Now, before you get all excited, there are a few things you really need to understand.
All these scripts and stories and drawings have led some of you to get the wrong idea about us.
I mean, sure, we have sex with humans.
I mean, we have a lot of sex with humans.
So much. Yeah, but you have to understand, that's our job.
We have sex with you.
We take your soul, and later, we torture your soul for all eternity.
It is just how things work. It's no big deal.
Yeah, like I said, it's a job.
Now, of course, we are amazing at sex. Really amazing at sex.
We're so fucking good. And there are a few reasons for that.
Like, for starters, we kind of are able to read your minds.
Not completely, but enough.
Not like bank accounts or secret codes. Not that we'd have any use for that anyway. But more like desires and impulses.
Uh-huh. So we know exactly what you like, how you like it. And we know all about those crazy things that you're just too afraid to tell your girlfriend or boyfriend.
That really dirty, kinky, dark stuff.
The good stuff. We know how to use every part of our demon bodies to please every part of your human bodies.
It's kind of what we were designed for.
We don't even have to think about it.
Flesh.
Skin.
Sounds.
Sensations.
Fluids.
Yum.
Name it, you've got it.
And over the centuries, we've gotten a really bad reputation for trying to trick humans.
We really don't do that. Like, why would we, honestly?
We don't need to.
You humans aren't that complicated.
I mean, if we ever take a soul and don't deliver sexual ecstasy, we can be written up.
Too many mistakes and you can end up demoted to like an imp.
A lesser demon.
The imp is a lesser demon. Well, anyway. Or even busted all the way down to netherworld maintenance. Oh my god. Ugh.
Is that the lowest of the low?
Have you seen some of the slime that comes out of some of these things? Yeah.
So, we aren't here to trick you.
Honestly, we aren't.
We're here to fulfill your deepest, darkest fantasies.
Personally, I have a soul back guarantee.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, you just fill out the form, sign it. It's nice though. You get your soul back. If you're not absolutely the best sex of your life, you get to keep your soul 100%. You know, all that fancy car dealership nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good, but it's unnecessary. I mean, I've never had to return one yet. Have you?
No, not really. I mean, I'm kind of greedy though. Like, you know. Speaking of souls, we don't have them, so really, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't give a shit. We don't feel guilt or shame or regret or remorse.
I mean, if you knew the kind of things we get up into in the afterlife, you'd understand.
I mean, come on. There's no point in torturing someone's immortal soul if you're just going to feel bad about it. So we don't.
Like, ever. It doesn't even cross our minds.
Ever. Mm-mm. And that means that we're pretty much up for anything.
Oh, yeah. You name it, we'll do it. Twice.
And really, really well.
Oh, do we ever do it well? I was impressed with your last one, by the way.
It is what we were created to do. And we have had thousands of years of practice.
For the most part, you have no real idea who or what you are bargaining with.
And the funny part is that I can tell you all this, and it never seems to make one bit of difference.
Like I said before, humans ain't complicated, honestly. You're not a Rubik's Cube.
That's so complicated, the Rubik's Cube. Nah, humans, anything for just a few moments of pleasure.
Granted, some very good pleasures.
So fucking pleasurable.
An eternity of suffering.
And while we don't feel guilt or remorse, I mean, we're not monsters. Most of us do feel a responsibility to make your sexual experience really amazing for you.
Call it professional ethics. I mean, if we had ethics, which we don't, and really, I still don't understand.
But you get the point.
It just feels like the right thing to do. I guess that's weird coming from a demon.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of pride or vanity.
And bragging rights. God, do I love going to the bar after work and telling them, like, that thing, yeah.
Of course you do. The only thing we demons like more than sex is gossip.
We're very good at that, too. By the way, I have to tell you about that new demon in accounting. Oh, you are going to blush on that one.
Fuck yes. Gossip is our second most favorite thing.
But if I'm being completely honest, sex with humans is really, really fun.
Mostly.
Every once in a while, you get a dud. But when you do, you just think about all the delightful tortures to come and come and come and come. And I'll make it a pastime really fast.
So true. But yeah, I mean, mostly it's fun.
Fun, fun, fun little fun house. Fun, fun, fun.
Plus we get your soul.
So that is a bonus. Like, literally, it's in the paperwork. Bonus when we get the soul.
But that really isn't something you have to worry about right now.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That's more of an us thing, not you.
Mainly, we've just been around for a really long time.
We've heard it all.
Seen it all.
Done it all. Twice.
All the way back to the beginning.
So trust me, you ain't going to surprise us or shock us.
So bring it on.
The weirder, the wilder, the kinkier, the better.
After a few 100,000 blowjobs and fucking, it all just becomes one big blur.
So give us something new, something to talk about.
Please. Please. I mean, kink, fetish, bizarre fantasies. Oh, they're so preferred, at least for this demon. What do you say, pal?
Oh, I prefer them. I think I have what they call a kink. Like, if there's a kink, I get kinked. I don't know. I don't really have any kinks either. I just go diving in and run. But, you know, there is nothing we don't do to rock your little human world of fantasy and pleasure.
We make it happen, baby. So that's what you can expect from us.
And like I said, we really do enjoy it for the most part.
But we also ask for a little consideration.
For one thing, you can't imagine the paperwork.
Right, the paperwork, man.
Every single time we take a soul, we need to record it in the Book of Life. In blood. In triplicate.
It can take hours.
They want all the details. I mean, everything. I had to talk about licking a toe. A toe. I mean, kind of...
I don't want to know how many pages that took. Oh, and these guys probably aren't aware that time works differently in our realm.
Eternity has a different set of rules, so like the office, they don't really care if it takes us days, weeks, or even months to fill out the paperwork. I swear they came out with a new one every day. Ugh.
Oh, eternity is like one long fucking business meeting that you think is gonna end any minute. And then the person in the room you want to hear from the least starts talking and talking and talking and talking and droning on and on and on and on and on, and it never ends.
Never ends. You know, they came out with a new form, the 3DX02 or something. I don't know. It's dumb, really. It's
It never ends.
never
It
ends.
never ends.
That is what eternity is like for us demons, except when we get called away to have sex or torture.
Yeah, that's the good bit. That's why we're always so enthusiastic. It's like you're pulling out of the universe's worst business meeting ever to go have sex.
Thank you in advance for that, by the way.
Yes, thank you, human. It's very sweet of you.
Waiting to be summoned is the absolute worst. I mean, it's just
Oh, fuck me. It's the worst of the worst.
fucking reruns of Judge Judy, for fuck's sake.
Oh,
It is actually worse than your DMV, which, by the way, was modeled on our slow collection department in the Office of the Dam.
So, if it takes us some time to get to you and claim your soul in exchange for mind-blowing sex, give us a break.
We are getting to everyone as fast as we can, I promise.
Remember, if you're weird, you go to the front of the line. So please use those imaginations before you summon us.
You'll thank me later, like three times.
Unlike humans, we don't have any of that messy emotional connection stuff to worry about.
That girlfriend or boyfriend who wants to talk afterwards. Even worse, cuddle.
Yuck.
Just throw the aftercare out. No. We get it. Just no.
No. Ugh, please. We just don't have time for that kind of thing.
Demons? We're just not going to stick around.
Nope. Not it.
We're not going to be all clingy and needy and be like, I need to come back to reality.
Not us. We do our job and we move on.
Mind-blowing sexual fantasy fulfillment.
Collect your soul at the time of your death.
Eternal torment is in your future.
It's never personal with a demon.
True, so true.
I know I mentioned the whole eternal torture of your soul thing and torment and all that, but I wouldn't let that upset you.
The sex is what you really want to like. You want it now.
Yeah, you want it, and we can give that to you.
Consequences are so overrated anyway.
I mean, we're here now, right?
Yeah, live for today. All that YOLO and carpe diem and just embrace the moment. That's it.
I'm trying to be sexy here and get my human. Make the most of the time you have.
If you have second thoughts, go watch that Robin Williams movie where he stands on a desk and talks about poetry.
Then multiply that by 1,000,000,000 times.
We can give you all of that and more. So much more.
Fuck, say more again. You're so sexy when you say that.
More and more.
Yeah. So why don't you come closer, look into my eyes, and tell me what you want?
What you truly, desperately want.
Oh, yes.
That sounds so delightfully delicious.
It does. So just lie back And let's make a deal.